All right. I want you to hear this that we did on Media Day. Because to reset briefly, I saw this guy walking around during Panthers Media Day. He was by himself. Nobody else was around him or anything. And I totally lost sight of the fact that he is on their team. And I would imagine that he might have noticed a little flicker go across my face when I asked him his name. So check this out.
Okay.
I think we're rolling here. Now, you have to bear with me because I don't know too much about football. I'm more of a financial guy.
Okay.
I'm just out here working for a friend, trying to help him out.
I hear you.
You need help with your money?
I don't.
Okay, you got that in hand.
Yes,
huh?
Sir.
Okay. All right, what's your name?
Fozzie Whitaker.
Fozzie Whitaker.
Fozzie. Okay.
Are you kidding?
Yes.
So you're about to Foz it up, huh?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
I'm interviewing Fozzie Whitaker.
All right, so we need to have a little backstory on this. Fozzie, of course, from the University
of Texas.
The former
Texas great.
Yes. And whenever, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, whenever the Longhorn Network launched?
Yes.
Isn't that long?
Yes. Whenever it launched, you know, we were on the story and everything, but the thing we kept wondering is, okay, what are they going to do for programming?
Right.
Exactly. And our idea was they were going to round up every former player they could and put them in a room on a couch with a floor lamp on the side and a bunch of cameras and just let him look into the camera and talk about whatever he might want to and get whoever he might want in there. And it would just turn into a big goof-off session.
And the stereotypical one was,
yeah,
they going to run Fozzie Whitaker in there.
Yeah, my first thought was, let's have a show with Fozzie Whitaker and call it Fozzin' It Up, y'all, with Fozzie Whitaker.
Right, and that turned into rubbing one out with Ricky Williams.
Yeah.
And, you know, this cavalcade
just
of
one right after another like that.
Right. Jamming with Johnny Ham Jones.
Yes, but. Fozzie Whitaker is the guy
that
started it all.
Yeah, it is.
All right, so let's see what Fozzie has to say to us.
What position do you play?
Running back.
Okay.
All right, now I know all of this, obviously.
Of course.
Did you go to school?
University of Texas.
Okay, how many years you been in the league?
This is my third year.
What's it like playing for Ron Riviera?
He's a great coach, a great guy, and just being able to play under somebody like that. Who is true and genuine is truly a blessing.
Okay. Where'd you grow up at?
In Houston, Texas.
In Houston?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I'm from Dallas. I know a little bit about Houston.
Okay.
I know how things can roll out there on the streets a little bit.
Yes,
sometimes things can get kind of sideways.
A little bit.
And you got to watch yourself out there, don't you?
Definitely. That's anywhere, though.
Yeah. Did you ever run into any situations where you had to do a little regulating and let guys know what's what?
No, sir. Not like that.
Not like that, huh?
No, sir.
Will you pause
Did you ever
watch
Ballers on HBO?
God. Just rapid-fire insane questions.
You watching Ballers on HBO?
So... If you would have come up to me 5 years ago or whatever and said, did I ever have to regulate?
Yeah.
I wouldn't know what you were talking about.
Yeah, and I'm quickly learning that most of these guys don't either.
Do they? Because they all say no, because they act like, dude, no, I don't got a gun. Because that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
If you had a gun
and
you had to shoot someone.
Yeah, did you ever have to do that?
Yes.
To regulate.
Yes. Yeah. They all know what you're talking about. That's the thing. I don't know. I wouldn't have known what you're talking about. I do think they know.
You think they know?
Yes.
I don't know, man.
That's why they're like, no, man. No way.
Yeah. No, nothing
all
like
right,
that,
okay.
Man. When they say nothing like that, they're meaning, no, I didn't have to do that. I didn't shoot someone, old man.
Okay, well, that's what I'm driving at here.
Right.
I do not.
Never seen it, huh?
No, sir.
Okay. How long has it been since you've been up here to the Bay Area?
This is probably my first time, actually.
Really?
I think so, yeah. I've been to Sacramento, but I've never really been to... Well, I did a workout in Oakland.
Oh, you did?
But that was just for a day, so I wasn't here for a prolonged period of time.
Yeah, I haven't been out here for a long time myself. I remember back in the 90s, I came out here, I was going to join the group Wild Cherry. You know the guys that did play that funky music, White Boy?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you've heard that song, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I came out here and I was going to join up with them, but nothing came of it. Mm-hmm. Look at that guy over there. Look at the kid up he's got on. It's pretty far out, isn't it?
Hey, I've seen worse, though.
All right, man. Well, good luck out there, Sunday. You keep fozzing it up, okay?
Thank you. I appreciate it. All right.
So glad.
Is there anything better than saving an awkward moment in an interview by saying, hey, look at that guy over there?
Yes! That's what I was going to say. Because they don't know what to say when your musical dreams have been crushed.
Of getting Wild Cherry back together.
That you didn't get a shot to get back with
Wild
Cherry.
Yeah, nothing ever came of it when I was going to join Wild Cherry and we were going to do a record.
And they never have anything to say. Like, oh, man,
but they
sucks.
All know that song.
Of course they do.
That's too bad, man. I wish you would have hooked up with Wild Cherry.
Maybe not too bad
play
for
that
you.
Funky music too or something
I'm sorry,
like that.
Little buddy. Yeah, I don't even get that from them.
They just sit there and then you got to be like, hey, look at that guy over there. Who was it?
It was some guy in a really bizarre outfit.
God almighty.
Oh.
Those are so crazy.
Man.
Keep fozzing it up.
All right, we have a couple of minutes here. I want to take the wireless out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because let's do it.
Now, don't go too long, please.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
I won't. Four
All right, we
minutes.
Got how long? Do we have 10 minutes?
No.
Okay, what do we got?
Like 5.
Okay. All right, here's Corby strapping in here with the wireless. You hear that ambient noise. That Media Center room noise. Do you have us, Cobra?
I have you. I didn't tell you last night that Marty, our old friend Marty.
Yeah.
We ran into her.
Oh, really?
Deep into the night.
Really?
And let me tell you something. Drunk.
She goes hard, huh?
Yeah, we had fun. We had fun, but she mysteriously bailed on us. So I'm gonna go over and talk to her now. Marty, she works for San Diego Radio. What is it? 610.
Yeah, I think.
Marty, hey, we have to talk to you. It's been a week. We haven't even said one word to you.
It's been a week?
We have not said one word to you.
Wait a second. Didn't you and I have like an extensive conversation late last night?
Yes, honey, we did.
Do I remember most of it? Because
you don't remember a damn thing.
I didn't think I was going to.
So yeah, and matter of fact, I'm pissed at you because here's what happened. So we come back from a nice dinner and we went to a bar and it was me and our engineer and a couple other people, and so we come back to the hotel bar and you guys are staying at our hotel, correct?
That's correct. Yeah.
Okay. And it was, and all of a sudden, boom, we see Marty and we're like, whoa, let's go. Well, the bar at the hotel had closed, but there were other bars open. And so do you remember at all what transpired after that, after you demanded that you and I take photos?
Do you have the photos?
No, you have the photos.
I have the photos. They're on my phone?
Yeah.
Oh, I should go check that and then probably delete them.
No. You made me like take 4 different photos.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. It's coming back to me, bits and pieces right now. By the way, what kind of respectable hotel bar that's hosting the media closes early?
I know, it was like 11:30.
Don't they know our late night habits?
I know, I was really pissed off. So here's what happened, and here's where you ruined the whole night. So Marty is lugging around. What, you were lugging around like a briefcase or something, or some sort of travel bag with work stuff in it?
Yeah, it's my computer bag.
Okay, all right, so you go, hey, let's go down, because we're going to walk around to the bars down on Polk Street, I believe. And so you're like, yeah, let's go. So you go, let me go put this bag up in my room. Well, meantime, your buddy, who you were with, what's his name?
I can't remember. Which one?
Oh, my God. You don't even know who was down there?
Oh, wait. Yes, yes. I think it was Andrew or it was Kevin.
Wow, you were hammered.
No, I wasn't.
You don't remember who you were with.
This is on the radio, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, and once you say it, it's out there forever. I was sober. I was doing hard work.
Clearly, you were.
It was a very long, arduous day on Radio Row.
I was very complimentary of you before all this, saying you were the hardest working person on Radio Row. You are. You work your ass off for this station. I hope that you're compensated handsomely.
Oh, and radio, absolutely. We are all in this business for the money.
Right. We're so rich.
There's no other reason, just the money.
That's matter of fact, that was a conversation we were having because you were asking me how much money I made.
Oh, boy. Okay, I don't want to know anymore. Can we just stop?
So here's what happened. So we're all going out, man. We're hanging. We're having a good time. We're going to go out. You go upstairs and put your bag up, and guess what?
I said I'd be right back. And then, oh, here you are. I'm right here. See?
You never came down.
I'm back. I'm back right here where I said I'd meet you.
Marty, where'd you go?
I went to my room to reapply some fresh makeup and brush my hair.
You passed out like a cold drunk is exactly what happened.
That's not what happened. I took a shower first, and then I passed out.
Well, thanks for leaving the entire crew hanging as we were just sitting down there.
How long did you guys wait for me?
Half an hour. And your buddy was calling you over and over and over?
I am the worst. I was wondering why I had all these missed phone calls this morning. What happened?
God. What were you drinking? What's your drink of choice?
I was just drinking a good IPA, a good hearty IPA.
Well, they're like 8%. If you have like three of those, because you're a little girl, that would knock your ass out.
Not really. I started an Irish bar. And don't forget, I live in San Diego where we have so many craft breweries. So this is like for me drinking water.
You have Green Flash in San Diego, don't you?
Green Flash is there at Ballast Point, which is sold for $1 billion. $1 billion Ballast Point sold.
You're kidding me. That's Mike's favorite beer is Ballast Point.
The Grapefruit Sculpin, phenomenal. I love that beer. We should go drink some beer tonight.
We're going out tonight.
Okay, but here's the thing, though. If I say I'll be right back, I'm lying to you. Don't let me go. I'm lying.
Now, Mike, would you like to go out with Marty?
I'd love to.
All right, we're going to go out. I think you got my number last night.
Okay, we'll go out tonight. I'm not going to blow you off. I have a reputation to kind of uphold.
Okay, before you leave, walk over to our table over there. Michael waved so she knows exactly where we are. There he is. There's big Mike over there. Okay? So, and hey, Marty, by the way,
yes.
So you're such a sports gal. You love sports a whole lot.
I do. I love sports.
And we were talking about the Chargers and everything like that.
I'm telling you right now, if the Chargers, I was in Houston for the Houston meetings. If the Chargers had ended up leaving, going to L.A., I was moving to Houston. I was going to ask Mike for a job, be his chauffeur, pick up his laundry, what else? Because if I don't have an NFL team to cover, what is the point of being in sports?
Oh, my God, Marty. See, this is we didn't think about this, Mike.
She's
and all
so
the times,
sportsy.
And all the times we talked about the Chargers, we never really talked about the fate of Marty, which really is the most important thing.
It really
I
is.
I hope that Roger Goodell understood that when he made this decision, that this is about me.
Well, okay, pack up your stuff. Come talk to us down there, and then we'll figure out where to meet, okay?
Sounds great. Some Grapefruit Sculpin on Mike. Tonight.
Yes, he's mine.
Yes, no doubt.
All right, there she goes, the great Marty. Dude.
All right, come on.
Dude,
she was so drunk.